Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
In that upcoming budget, we are anticipating and predicting what the targets will be. And, of course, we are expecting them to be for the vulnerable sectors in the country. And what measures will be there to help us with the COVID-19 situation as well. Well, KPMG has proposed a 3R framework that sets out how they envision Singapore's transformation and what it will take to achieve this goal. And these include reimagining the economy in light of the post-COVID-19 reality, planning the industry and organizational changes needed to achieve this vision, and recreating Singapore as a city-state of infinite possibilities for a brighter and better future. Now, let's find out more about this now with Tan Chee Wei, head of consumer and retail tax at IGH and at KPMG Singapore, to talk about this. Good morning to you, Chee Wei.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Chee Wei, how do you think this budget will be instrumental in assisting businesses and individuals work through the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Tim, COVID-19 pandemic has really, you know, impacted the economy, as all of us would know. It's adversely affected many different sectors. Four installments of the budgets were announced last year. They totaled like 100 billion. And those really were focused more on support measures, particularly the job support scheme. So in this coming budget, it will definitely be instrumental. The focus would be whether it will be more support or is it going to be more expansionary. So I think the debate here is what is the balance, you know, in terms of supporting immediate support measures, giving the support measures vis-a-vis those that are expansionary in nature, i.e. positioning, right, businesses for the next phase of growth post the COVID-19 pandemic.
Chee Wei, what do you think are the groups that the budget needs to target immediately? And what are these hardest hit sectors and what kind of help would they need?
Well, Tim, the aviation sector, mm-hmm. and the aerospace, hospitality, tourism-related sectors, those are the hardest hit. And for those hardest hit sectors, I would expect the help to be more in the form of support measures. So I would foresee that the job support scheme would continue.
Okay.
Whether or not as to the percentage, whether it will be tweaked, that remains to be seen. But those will be more support related. But as you've mentioned, Tim, earlier, in the proposal that KPMG has put forth, we are looking beyond the immediate support measures.
Right.
And therefore, we have, you know, coined and positioned this 3R framework, right, to reposition Singapore for them to ride the next wave of growth, you know, particularly for businesses to transform, innovate, you know, and grow.
Okay, now that you mentioned that, Chee Wei, how can this budget help in this position to sort of move the economy back to that growth path compared to what happened last year?
Yes, so in the our framework that we proposed, and you mentioned earlier, you know, the first pillar around reimagining,
mm-hmm.
right? We have a few proposals within that pillar. One of them includes cementing Singapore's vision of being a truly smart nation. And also, we have a proposal to position Singapore as a leading supply chain hub. So new initiatives, tax incentive packages to really catalyze the digitalization and promoting business transformation would be helpful to ensure that businesses have that long-term view in mind.
All right. And what about the workforce transformation? So, you know, digitization of the workplace, yes, but for the workforce itself, do you think there'll be more in there as well to help people who are working remotely and help companies who have or should encourage people to be working from home?
Yes. Under the replan, right, pillar of our budget proposal, we have also included as part of how the landscape has really changed in terms of workforce. And as you've mentioned, right, mobility of workers,
right,
you know, is certainly an area that is of concern. Within the tax rules, that there is this concept of permanent establishment, where if you work for an overseas company, you know, in Singapore, you may actually trigger a sort of a taxable presence of that overseas company here in Singapore. So as part of proposals, we are asking that the government may to relook at those rules to be relaxed so that workers in Singapore that are working for overseas employers can still continue to function here without any sort of tax implications. At the same time, they will be able to gain the relevant experience here in Singapore as they interact, right, with the rest of the workforce. Well, other than that, we are strongly also recommending rescaling, upscaling, and also right-scaling, right, of the workforce in the technologies, right, such as cloud technologies, AI, data analytics, robotics, 5G, you know, all those are important technologies and the skill set is required in the workforce.
Now, let's talk about job growth then, Chiwei. How will it broaden? How do you think, what should the budget have to broaden opportunities available for the workforce? Apart from the reskilling and right-skilling that you were talking about earlier, there are certain sectors that are still having challenges finding labor at this time.
Yes, and the government actually has announced, you know, the job growth initiative where they will co-fund, right, businesses that employ of local hires with lost job as a result of COVID-19. So KPMG has put forth a proposal under the REFRAND framework that includes a corporate income tax rebate for the business, right, that hire a certain percentage of the workforce or personnel who had earlier lost jobs due to COVID-19.
Right.
We feel that this would immediately place cash in the hands of the enterprises, because with the corporate tax rebate of say up to 100,000, that would reduce the amount of cash tax that you have to pay, and that would certainly act as a sweetener, right, to encourage these companies to hire more and offer employment to create a resilient enterprise environment.
Chiwei, what do you think will be different this time around for the budget that's coming down next Tuesday compared to the ones before it?
I think sustainability will be a theme that will emerge from discussion. And interestingly, just last week, the Minister for Sustainability and the Environment, Grace Fu, she announced the Singapore Plan 2030. And that really sets a very ambitious, right, green goals for a number of sectors. And she mentioned that the DPM, the Minister of Finance, Heng Swee Keat, he will actually be speaking more about the sustainability agenda during the budget. So we also, as part of the recreate pillar under our proposal, mentioned about sustainability. It is the major theme that's emerging from the effects of COVID-19. And we do have two recommendations to line up Singapore ecosystem and position Singapore as really a green hub. So we have, for example, proposed grants of up to 250,000 for investments in infrastructure, technology platforms for decarbonization, and that will be in line with our country's objective to reduce the carbon footprint. We've also proposed enhanced tax deduction, like 200%, for finance costs on loan supply, as well as grants to core fund, 70% of consultancy professional fees incurred to redesign the processes for environmental optimization. We believe that such proposals will help spur, action by businesses when it comes to the sustainability agenda.
Well, let's briefly talk about taxation for businesses. Now, we know that the GST hike to 9% will not kick in this year, but do you expect another deferment? Or when will this happen, and what other things you're looking at in terms of taxation?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Tim, and a hot question, right? Yes, the hike is going to be imposed. Our view is that given COVID-19, it likely to be deferred. We believe that it could be announced maybe even in 2014, right? Because any decision to raise GST at this time of recession is really, really a difficult one. And this is especially so that the end consumers are really the ones that will be directly impacted, right, by the hike in the GST. So our view is that it will be deferred and likely 2024.
So that'll be four more years, well, three more years from now. I guess that's a good relief for all of us. Are there any particular policies that you hope to emerge, that you hope to see in this budget?
Yes, there's been a lot of mentions around food security, last year, especially when we went through, the thick of the COVID-19 pandemic. We believe that tax incentives should really be considered specifically for the agri-tech and aquatech industries, right? So giving concessionary tax rates will help, such businesses that are looking to increase production capacity, nutrition value of food produced. So we believe that it will sit very well with the food security agenda of the government. And such incentives will really align, right, the business goals of businesses with the government's policies.
All right, one last thing before we let you go, Chi Wei. How do you think the spending on this budget will impact Singapore's economic growth?
As I mentioned, Tim, earlier, we've expended 100 billion last year with about 52 billion, I believe, that's been drawn on reserves. Certainly, the government has come out very strongly to say that they will continue to support, they will continue to help businesses innovate and grow. The spending this budget will impact the amount that has been going over the years. So given the uncertain economic outlook, the fiscal spending will really have to be targeted, right? But as I mentioned earlier, we should not overlook, the window of opportunity that's available for businesses to look beyond the COVID-19 situation. So we would expect it to be modest and cautious, right? But yet at the same time, keeping a lens on helping businesses cope and more than that, grow.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your insights. Mr. Tan Chi Wei from the head of Consumer and Retail Tax and Manufacturing at KPMG Singapore.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.